Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in G7 summit at Kanaskis in Canada this evening. To also hold bilateral meetings on sidelines of the summit. Government to open 2,000 driving training schools in various parts of the country, especially in backward and tribal areas. Financial Action Task Force condemns Pahalgam terror attack, saying it could not have occurred without financial backing. US President Donald Trump asks everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran as tensions between Iran and Israel rise. And in FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team to take on Argentina in London today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G7 summit at Kanaskis, Canada this evening. Mr. Modi reached Calgary this morning. He received a warm welcome at the airport upon his arrival. This would be his sixth consecutive participation in the G7 summit. During the two-day visit to Canada at the invitation of Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will also hold several bilateral meetings at the sidelines of the summit. He will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. These issues include energy security, technology and innovation, particularly the AI energy nexus and quantum related issues. These issues include energy security, technology and innovation, particularly the AI energy nexus and quantum related issues. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Group of Seven is an informal grouping of seven of the world's advanced economies, France, US, UK, Germany, Japan, Italy, Canada, and the European Union. Its members meet annually at the G7 summit to discuss global, economic, and geopolitical issues. The focus areas of the G7 summit this year will include protecting communities and the world, building energy security, and accelerating the digital transition, and securing the partnerships of the future. India has been regularly invited to the outreach session of the G7 summit in the past few years. New Delhi has always brought the issues of Global South to the fore during its interventions made at the previous G7 summits. At last year's summit, Prime Minister Modi had joined other invited countries to discuss critical topics such as artificial intelligence, energy, Africa, and the Mediterranean. Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Yoga is rapidly gaining popularity in Croatia and becoming a part of people's daily life, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting tomorrow to strengthen bilateral relations. Mr. Modi, in the third and last leg of his three-nation tour, will arrive in the capital Zagreb tomorrow afternoon. More details from our correspondent.
As the sun rises over the Adriatic coast, the beaches of Croatia come alive, not just with tourists, but with yoga mats and chanting voices. Yoga practitioners in Zagreb are excited both for International Yoga Day and the visit of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Yoga has found deep roots in Croatia. One of the yoga instructors in Zagreb, Swami Vivek Puri, said that more people are accepting yoga year by year after the introduction of International Yoga Day.
We start with people didn't know so much about yoga, maybe laughing, but slowly, slowly, with our practicing, with our yoga class, thousands and thousands of people of Croatia practicing yoga, especially now after International Yoga Day.
To celebrate the International Day of Yoga, the Embassy of India in Croatia is organizing a series of events throughout the country. From Zagreb, Croatia, Sanjay Singh for Akashwani News.
Government has decided to open 2,000 driving training schools in various parts of the country. Speaking at an event in New Delhi, Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, said that these training schools will be opened in backward and tribal areas of the country, which will generate employment opportunities for youth. He said there is a shortage of around 22 lakh drivers in the country, and these training schools will help in fulfilling the shortage of skilled drivers.
ट्रक ड्राइवर के लिए ये भी 18-18, 16-16 घंटे चलाते हैं। विदेशों में ऐसी सिस्टम है कि वो कार्ड डालता है और 8 घंटे हुए कि उसको उतरना ही पड़ता है, गाड़ी चालू नहीं होती। अब वो ला रहे हम लोग, इसके बाद ट्रक और बसेस में कार्ड सिस्टम होगी, 8 घंटे हो गए तो गाड़ी चलेगी। सुप्रीम कोर्ट का भी एक निर्णय आया है, देश में 22 लाख ड्राइवरों की कमी है, तो हम 2000 ड्राइविंग ट्रेनिंग स्कूल हिंदुस्तान के अलग अलग जगह पर खोल रहे हैं, विशेष रूप से सोशली इकोनॉमिकली बैकवर्ड ट्राइबल एरिया में, पिछड़े हुए क्षेत्र में, ताकि वहाँ के युवा ड्राइविंग सीखे और उनको रोजगार मिले।
द फाइनेंशियल एक्शन टास्क फोर्स FATF has condemned the Pahalgam terror attack, saying the attack could not have occurred without financial backing. The global watchdog said in a statement that the Pahalgam attack and other recent attacks could not have happened without money and means to move funds between terrorist supporters. The FATF reaffirmed its support to over 200 jurisdictions within its global network to build and enhance their counter-financing of terrorism measures. It will soon release a comprehensive analysis of terrorist financing, compiling cases provided by the global network. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. US President Donald Trump has urged everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran amid rising tensions between Iran and Israel. He, however, did not elaborate. Nearly 10 million people live in the Iranian capital. Trump wrote on Truth Social that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. A White House official said that the president's call for Iranians to immediately evacuate Tehran highlights the urgent need for Iran to enter diplomatic talks. White House has announced that Mr. Trump will cut short his G7 visit to Canada due to the escalating conflict between Israel and Iran. The Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, IRIB, Iran's national broadcaster, came under direct attack in what its Israeli military officials described as retaliation for strikes on Israeli infrastructure. The attack on IRIB represents a significant escalation in the targeting of civilian infrastructure by both sides. Details on this from our correspondent.
Iranian missiles struck Israel's Tel Aviv and the port city of Haifa on Monday, destroying homes and killing civilians as the conflict between the two nations entered its fourth consecutive day. Israel responded by striking buildings belonging to Iranian state-owned media companies in Tehran, including the IRIB television facility, during a live broadcast. The escalating confrontation has prompted urgent diplomatic efforts from the Gulf states and raised concerns among world leaders meeting at the G7 summit about the potential for a broader regional conflict. Tehran has reached out to Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Oman, asking these Gulf intermediaries to press United States President Donald Trump to use his influence on Israel to agree to an immediate ceasefire in exchange for an Iranian flexibility in nuclear negotiations. Gulf leaders and their top diplomats are working intensively, maintaining contact and constant communication with Tehran, Washington and other capitals in an effort to prevent the widening of what has become the most serious direct confrontation between the long-standing enemies in the West Asia. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In view of the ongoing developments in Iran and Israel, the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has set up a 24/7 control room to monitor the situation and assist Indian nationals. The MEA has shared multiple helpline numbers for those seeking support. These include a toll-free number 1-800-118-797, as well as three landline numbers 9111-2301-213, 9111-2301-4104 and 9111-2301-7905. A dedicated WhatsApp number 9199-682-91988 has also been made available, along with an email contact at situationroom@mea.gov.in. United Kingdom has announced national inquiry into child sex abuse by Pakistani origin grooming gangs. UK Home Secretary Viet Cooper informed Parliament on the findings of an audit, noting that investigations into the issue revealed involvement of Pakistani heritage gangs. We have a report.
The audit revealed consistent failures in addressing the role of some Pakistani origin men in grooming and sexually abusing young white girls. The audit found a significant overrepresentation of Pakistani heritage men among suspects. It also criticized institutions for avoiding discussions about ethnicity for fear of being seen as racist or stoking community tensions. UK Home Secretary stressed that such silence has only fueled misunderstanding and allowed harmful narratives to fester. She also promised an unequivocal apology to victims and announced that rape laws would be tightened. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer had earlier pledged to implement all 12 recommendations made by Baroness Casey, including the National Inquiry. The report called for accurate recording of perpetrators' ethnicity and for authorities to treat all exploited minors as children first and not delinquents or suspects. Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought is being observed today globally. The theme for this year is Restore the Land, Unlock the Opportunities, which shines a light on how restoring nature's foundation land can create jobs, boost food and water security, support climate action, and build economic resilience. A report.
As part of its celebrations in India, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupender Yadav, and Union Minister of Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, will inaugurate national workshop on strategies for combating desertification and drought at Arid Forest Research Institute in Jodhpur today. The workshop is aligned with the 2025 global theme and it will emphasize the importance of land restoration for climate resilience, biodiversity and sustainable rural development. The workshop will bring together scientists, policymakers, forest officials and civil society organizations. Moreover, Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry is also organizing a webinar under its Business for Environment B4E series. With Chirag's report, Ishani Gupta, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Moving on to the world of sports, in the FIH Hockey Pro League, the Indian women's team will play against Argentina at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London today. We have more on this from our sports desk.
After a narrow defeat against Australia, the women in blue are set to give their all against world number 2 Argentina in their upcoming matches today and tomorrow. Currently ranked 7th with 9 points, India is expecting a tough battle against Argentina, who are placed 2nd on the FIH Pro League Women points table. Furthermore, the first ever Hockey India Masters Cup 2025 Women is set to begin in Chennai tomorrow. The 10-day tournament featuring 8 teams will conclude on 27th. Himachal and Maharashtra will face each other in the opening clash tomorrow at 6 a.m. The inaugural edition of this pioneering tournament marks a new chapter in Indian hockey, offering a dedicated platform for veteran players. Moving ahead, the International Cricket Council yesterday announced the full schedule for the 2025 ICC Women's ODI World Cup, set to be played from 30th of September to 2nd of November in India and Sri Lanka. While India holds official hosting rights, Sri Lanka will serve as the neutral venue for all of Pakistan's matches due to ongoing political tensions between the two nations. The highly anticipated India-Pakistan clash is scheduled for 5th of October at Colombo's R. Premadas Stadium. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Almost all newspapers today open with details of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Tri-Nation visit. The Hindustan Times carries a picture of Cyprus President conferring his country's highest civilian honour on Prime Minister Modi. The Indian Express opened with Modi reaches Canada today for G7 summit. Census process officially kicks off, NPR unlikely to be updated, writes the Times of India. In a follow-up on the crashed Air India flight in Ahmedabad, the Statesman mentioned investigators recover cockpit voice recorder from crash site. And as the conflict between Iran and Israel continues to escalate, the Hindu informs India moving citizens in Iran, Israel to safer places. And finally, in a significant move towards preserving Bihar's ecological and cultural legacy, the Pioneer writes, 500-year-old banyan tree bears heritage fruits. With that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in G7 summit at Kanaskis in Canada this evening to also hold bilateral meetings on sidelines of the summit. Government to open 2,000 driving training schools in various parts of the country, especially in backward and tribal areas. Financial Action Task Force condemns Pahalgam terror attack, saying it could not have occurred without financial backing. US President Donald Trump asks everyone to immediately evacuate Tehran as tensions between Iran and Israel rise. And in FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team to take on Argentina in London today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.